All right, Yvonne Jobin of Moonstone Creations is with me today to talk about a beaded poppy workshop that they're offering. Thank you again for being here with me, Yvonne.
Yes, you're welcome.
Tell us about the beaded poppy. How long have you been making them for?
I think it's about 5 years that we've been making them. And I just want to say that we always give a portion of the proceeds to the Aboriginal Veterans Fund, one in Vancouver and most recently in Edmonton. We also encourage people to continue donating to the Poppy Fund. And we do collect donations for the veterans here in Calgary.
Is that how you got started doing this? Was you wanted to find a way to give back?
Giving back is a part of what we always do. Just being creative, trying something new. Now, most recently, we have been creating them on the embroidery machine I have, which are, you know, very beautiful also. But my late daughter, Amy, and I both had very creative minds, and she came up with the idea of online workshops during COVID. And she was just a master at creating these videos. And we do also continue to have a beaded poppy workshop that you could access online. So what we do is we make up kits, and you can order the kits online. Sometimes we do bulk orders for corporations, etc., that want to learn to bead but do a project collectively with their organization. So we mail out the kits. And then there's a code to access the online workshop, which my beautiful late daughter Amy had created.
That's amazing. So it has her legacy, basically.
Definitely, yes. Teaching from the other side, I guess.
This is something then that you can do if we miss out, if it's too soon for us this time around then. Is this something that you offer like all year round?
Yes, you can access it at any time. And, you know, building up to November 11th, remembering today, we've been having orders for the last 2 months, but we also get orders all year.
Now, give it to me straight, Yvonne. If we're not super crafty people, I'm mostly talking about me. How hard is it for us to do? Can anybody do this?
I'm not going to say anybody. You know, like sometimes people think that, you know, youth can do it, 10 and under, and no. Beading is a technique that takes practice, and even to learn how to thread a needle, if you've never done it before, that takes practice. But all the instructions are there. And, you know, if you just take your time, if you make a mistake, don't be discouraged about having to take it out. I've been beading for over 40 years, and sometimes I still take things out because I'm not pleased with how it's coming along. So don't be discouraged if in the event that you do have to start over or just take part of it out to redo. That's a part of creating beautiful things, is to not be afraid to make a mistake and redo it.
I think those are wise words for life in general, Yvonne.
Well, it's one of the things that my kokum taught me when I was learning. I grew up in a time where we were to be assimilated into mainstream society and walk away from the old ways. And I lived with my aunt and my kokum for a period of time when I started school because my parents thought it was too far for me to walk to the school bus, which was 2.5 miles. And I'm not going to say uphill in my pajamas. It was, you know, interesting times. And so I was sent to live with them, and my aunt was the town seamstress. And although I couldn't communicate with my kokum because she was totally Cree speaking, she taught me how to sew, and that part about, you know, if it's not perfect, redo it. But she did it in a kind, loving way that it wasn't discouraging for me to have to take out something I was sewing because it was a quarter of an inch off. And, you know, I continue with remembering those teachings in all the work that I do today.
My mom always called them happy accidents.
Oh, good.
Well, visit the Moonstone Creation website to get your very own beaded poppy kit and to check out what else they have to offer too. We'll have the link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Yvonne, thank you so much for everything you do and for talking with me today.
You're very welcome.